Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week we're on Philippians again.
Amen.
Message 33.
Amen.
Really enjoyed this. Titled, The Bountiful Supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For magnifying Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just like the verse, for I know that for me,
amen,
this will turn out to salvation.
Amen.
Through your petition.
Amen.
The bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, we know Paul was already saved. He had eternal salvation.
Yeah.
What's he talking about? He says this will turn out to salvation.
Yes.
Well, he's talking about a moment by moment and a day by day salvation.
Amen.
He was in prison.
Yeah.
Yes, he had eternal salvation,
right,
but he needed to be saved in prison.
Amen.
Oh, right, this is a daily salvation.
Amen.
And we also need such a daily salvation.
Amen.
We need to apply this,
yes,
salvation every moment.
Amen.
One moment we might be here in the meeting shouting hallelujah.
Yeah.
But the next moment, we might have words with our wives.
Yeah.
So we need to be saved.
Amen.
Paul never wanted to be put to shame.
Amen.
But what did he say to be put to shame was, if he wasn't living Christ, if he wasn't magnifying Christ,
amen,
then he was put to shame.
Right.
Right.
So he didn't want the jailers to see him in a low condition. And
right,
he didn't really want the jailers to like sympathize for him. He wanted to magnify Christ.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wanted to shock them.
Amen.
They wanted to see Christ.
Amen.
Well, how is this going to happen? It's going to happen by the supply of the body.
Yes.
Where do you see this in the verse? It says, this will turn out to salvation through your petition.
Amen.
And the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, why does he talk about prayer first, the petition first, and then the Spirit? Because he realized that the Spirit had been poured out upon
right,
the body. Just like in Psalm 133, that the ointment was on Aaron's head and it ran down.
Amen.
He realized, where will the real supply for me come? In prison, it will come from the body.
Amen.
You might think Paul was detached from the body, but actually he wasn't.
Right.
He was actually attached to the body.
Amen.
And his realization was, wow, I'm in prison, but I'm still a member of the body.
Amen. Right.
Whatever situation you're in,
wow,
you're still a member, yes, of the body.
Yeah. Amen.
And where will your supply come? It'll,
yes,
come from the body.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the supply of the body.
Amen.
And what kind of the supply he would have would be the compound spirit.
Amen.
He would have a bountiful supply. In the Greek, this word bountiful is courageous. And this was the leader of the chorus.
Right.
And in the old ancient days,
right,
he would take care of all the needs of the chorus.
Right.
I just can't imagine, if you're in prison, that this word could even be in your mouth. To me, this means God is real.
Right.
The Bible is real.
Yeah.
Because no human being would ever think, in prison, all my needs will be supplied.
Right.
Only a God man.
Amen.
Only a man living God, living,
amen,
in Christ.
Amen.
A person that was in the body,
that's right,
and had the full measure of the Spirit.
Amen.
So I'm so excited. And this, right, compound ointment includes everything you need.
Amen.
It has the incarnation. It has the human living.
Amen.
It has the death. It has the resurrection.
Amen.
Everything you need is in this, amen, wonderful Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
And how do you apply this Spirit?
How?
Exercise.
Amen.
Your Spirit.
Amen.
Today, this all-inclusive, bountiful supply of the Spirit is still in your spirit.
Amen.
We have a spirit, and we still need to call.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, amen.
Exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Very good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.